Support for WILL Agriculture comes from Murray Wise Associates, LLC, providing nationwide land auctions, farmland sales and management, and financial advice for agribusiness. Information on upcoming land auctions and offerings can be found at murraywiseassociates.com.
Good Tuesday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are currently trading. Hard red winter July wheat is 729 1/4, down 4 1/2. September, 732 1/2, down 4 1/4. Soft July wheat, 607, down 5 1/2. September, 618 3/4, down 6. July corn, 449 1/4, down 1 3/4. September, 444 1/2, down 3. December, 447 1/2, down 2 1/2. Go out to July of 15, 470 1/2, down 2. July soybeans, 1471 1/4, up 14 1/4. August, 1402 1/2, up 8. September, 1273, up 6. November, 1230, up 5 3/4. July soybean meal, 488.70, up 6.50. August, 459.10, up 4.10. July soybean oil, 39.01, down 27. August, 39.15, also down 27. June live cattle, 142.95, up 12 1/2. August feeders, 203.40, down 12 1/2. June lean hogs are 115, and they are up 70. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Good morning, Wayne.
Well, good morning, Dave.
July soybeans standing out like a sore thumb compared to other trade aspects, which are much more muted. Wonder if somebody believes that USDA will give us significantly lower ending stocks on the WASDE report tomorrow, maybe 120 or so.
Well, it sure looks like that the way the trade's coming in today, Dave, that whether they know that for sure, but somebody definitely feels that there's something along the way in the works that there's going to be a squeeze on the July beans the way they're bidding them up today.
And what do you think?
Well, I think that we're definitely tight of old crop beans in the U.S. I think that we definitely have some beans coming from South America into here, and we definitely have some DDGs that will help relieve some of the bean meal needs coming into the rest of the year until we get the new crop in, with the way that China decided to stop any importation of DDGs here for the rest of the summer. That's the way it seems right now. So, you know, those are some things that can help it, but along the way, I can't think of any farmer that's got over 3,000 to 4,000 bushels of beans left as bins that I know of.
And that approval on that MIR strain has been slow to come, hasn't it?
It's been never existing to come. I think that that's a wonderful little way to get out of things for China. And why in the world would you take something that works this well for you and get rid of it?
It is a head-scratcher to be sure. July corn, 450, down 1. December, 447 3/4, down 2 1/4. Hanging around at support levels, I see.
Well, you know, that 445 seemed to be a pretty good support for both the July and the December corn, and we bounced off those yesterday. Looks like we're going to try and see if we can try it again with the December corn today. And we seem to be, we have been seeing some very good export sales on the corn. We've been feeding a good amount of corn here in the U.S. and along the way. And we've even seen some premiums being paid for corn by ethanol plants over the last couple of weeks. So the old crop corn does seem to have a little oomph left in it because of good demand. But this weather that we've been having seems to be quite good on estimating that I don't think we'll see the USDA drop their anticipated yield in tomorrow's report, just with the kind of weather we've been having.
Well, in fact, there's some chatter among some folk that maybe USDA might raise its yield for corn.
You know, there's been talk about that. I just can't hardly believe that we'll see that tomorrow, because this is awfully early in the year. But last year they lowered the yield 1.5 bushels at this in this report, so maybe this year they might raise it to 1.5. But I'm going to say they're going to stay steady.
And that takes us to the end of the month, with weather looking not threatening at this particular juncture, although there's some chatter about a ridge about 15 to 17 days out.
It comes and goes.
It comes and goes.
I mean, as each new weather report has a different outlook on that. The one thing and the big discussion that we see repeatedly is the ridge doesn't seem like it will embody itself like it has in the past because of all the moisture in the ground from all the rain we've been seeing. So a little bit of dry weather wouldn't hurt anything, but a lot of dry weather can. And it looks like the conditions are more so for the shorter than the long ridge.
So we end up looking at the end of the month. It's not too soon, really, to begin to start thinking about those quarterly grain stock reports and also where we are on the planting report.
You know, we're going to see how many actual acres of corn we got planted, how many the same as anticipated or more acres of beans that got planted in that report. We're going to be, you know, looking at the stocks, which is going to be very, very important as far as the beans go at that point in time, as to look at and to see how we really are doing on our feeding pace on the corn. So that is going to be a much bigger report or market mover than the one we're going to see tomorrow.
Yeah, and it can move it either way. And so I guess the question then becomes, between now and then, do we continue to see the slow leak in corn and beans try to chop around?
Well, I think, number one, it's going to contend mainly with the continued forecast if it doesn't change, because weather is going to be probably the most important thing from here on in, as most of the corn and beans are in the ground, and to see what we can do there. So I think that's going to be the biggest thing. And, of course, you know, one other thing is we're keeping prices down as far as the wheat out of the Black Sea region because of the turmoil over there. Will we see things straighten out a little bit, if they can get that settled down a little bit and maybe come back and give us a little strength in the wheat? If they can strengthen the area, people feel comfortable buying some wheat there. But all in all, it's going to rely on weather for the near term.
And then I guess we have a little bit of time to spend with the cattle this morning. And my, oh my, August feeders. 203
in front of that number?
203, in matter of fact, 203.25.
The $2 is just huge. I mean, we never would have thought years past that we would see a $2 in front of feeder cattle. Just tremendous, and we're hearing that, reading the news wires this morning, that the next target, technical target level is 214.
Yeah, that was what I was going to bring up with you, the 214 level. And what might it take fundamentally to get there?
Well, I think one thing that can happen is just what we talked about a little bit ago, is the continued erosion of the corn price.
Mm-hmm.
As corn goes down, feeders seem to go up, and that's one of the things that could do it. I mean, we could also see some very good disappearance of beef from the grocery stores as the grilling season progresses along the way. It sure wouldn't hurt anything.
And lean hogs, PD. The virus appears to be understood better, not as severe as originally thought in the United States. Has something to do with the decline in the futures, but they're beginning to come back a bit.
You know, if you've got feeder cattle over $2, hogs aren't going to get extremely cheap. I mean, as we look in the meat counter, it's awful attractive to pick up a pork chop as compared to looking at a T-bone steak right now. And I think a lot of people are learning that pork tastes awfully darn good when it's grilled right.
And so does chicken, by the way.
Chicken is always an excellent alternative. We like to use all three on my grill.
I don't mind that myself. Thank you much, Wayne.
Thanks, Dave.
Wayne Nelson of L&M Commodities, and he is in New Market, Indiana. Current ticket in the marketplace. Hard red winter July wheat is 728.5, down 5.25. Soft July is 606.5, down 6. July corn is 448.75, down 2.25. September is 443.75, down 3.75. And December is 446.5, down 3.5. July soybeans, 14.71 and three quarters, up 14 and three quarters. August, 14.03 and a quarter, now three even, now three and a quarter, up 8 3/4. November, at 12.29 and a quarter, up 5. July soybean meal, 489.50, up 7.30. July soybean oil, 39.06, down 22. June live cattle, 142.92 and a half, up 10. August feeders, 203.35, down 17 and a half. And June lean hogs, 115.02 and a half, up 72 and a half. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana.